25-year reunion. July 19th, 2000. My journal reports, I found a man who can fuck, and I mean more than once. He's also quite a kinky boy. He bound my wrists with elastic tape and fucked me from behind, spanking me hard. I just noticed I've got marks from that, the signature of our night together, on my body. He told me I was his first natural redhead. I spent the workday in a post-coital haze, sore all over, neck, shoulders, thighs, buttocks, and oh, so many other parts. I wonder if I'm going to see him or hear from him again. It wouldn't be at all unexpected if I didn't. In the cab to his place, he got a call from that Dutch girl, and he didn't take it. He sounded annoyed by her. I wonder, how long until I'm in the same boat? March 9th, 2001. I saw him for a drink. It was the ultimate test of my willpower, since my new boyfriend, who would later become my husband, was out of the country at that moment. When we walked out of the bar, he pushed me up against a building and kissed me. Then he broke it off, saying he had an early meeting the next morning. We walked to the subway, and I let him kiss me goodbye. No, I didn't actually let him. But he did. He most certainly did. That was the last time I kissed anyone else before getting in deep with the guy who would become my husband. September 24th, 2013. And after 12 years, there he suddenly was, just down the block, dropping his kid off at preschool. I had just dropped my kids at theirs. I guess I'm lucky to look so distinctive. No one ever seems to forget me. We walked and talked, and I told him a little bit about my life, about the cancer. When we said goodbye, he enfolded me in a huge hug. I had forgotten what a bear of a man he was. It was a purely friendly encounter, but it reawakened something in my core which hadn't been reached in quite some time. A month ago, at age 53, I took a deep breath and hit send on a distress call in the form of a DM I was probably insane to send. It had been almost 4 months since my husband of 20 years confessed a pattern of infidelity stretching back 7 years. The first couple of months were about white-hot anger, barrages of angry text messages aimed towards the guest room where he now sleeps. I made bad food choices, and I was so, so horny. I discovered Reddit and erotic audio. I immersed myself in those for a while, and then started recording my own. My DM explained with an economy of words just what the problem was. The problem was my marriage. The problem was having spent the past 25 years thinking over what I did with the addressee of this DM one hot July night in New York City. Neither of us lived there anymore. In fact, we live quite close to one another now. I closed my DM saying the block button is always available if he's not interested. But I am not blocked. I get a reply 2 minutes later. Last Thursday, I waited in the parking lot for him to arrive. I chose this park because it was equidistant from our houses and hopefully neutral territory where we would not be recognized. But it was, to be fair, a national park. A friend had warned me not to have park sex because the embarrassment of being discovered and charged with a crime would sting as much as contracting an STD. I told her it seemed worth the risk. I constructed a plausible alibi and headed out to meet my destiny. I left home to go be an adulteress for the first time. Something that holds so much power in literature across centuries. It's a label, a name, a role that is constantly popping up in plot lines of TV shows and movies, novels, and song lyrics. A woman setting out to write a new story for herself. He parked and walked towards me. I noticed the ways he'd changed. Glasses, hair, silver now. And the ways he was just as I remembered. Built. Powerful. Deliberate. He wore a hoodie and slip-on shoes and sunglasses. I wore a black t-shirt and leggings and a pair of running shoes which had been my good ones. I'd spent some time trying to tame my unruly hair, thrown on some minimal makeup. When he got close, he drew me into a strong embrace and a kiss that was all tongue right away. This was no time for warm-ups, no flirting. This was the real deal. We walked over the bridge to enter the park holding hands. There were very few people there, as there had been heavy rains for a few days. We waited to see where a mom and her toddler would go, then went the other direction. The trails had all turned to mud without exception. He sought out a clearing for us, one far enough from the trail to provide some warning if we were going to be interrupted. We were not going to be interrupted on this particular day, where the ground below threatened to suck you into thick, squelching mud. We were the only two fools in this part of the park, and there was an agenda, a mission, mine. The agenda was retaliation, remembering, pleasure, nostalgia, naughtiness. His role? Taking time out of a busy schedule to help me out with all of the above. I learned later he was under significant stress, and I relieved him from it for a bit, which was nice to hear. He found a clearing that had slightly less muddy ground and fewer prickly vines in it. We climbed over the fallen log that formed one side of the clearing. I would be grateful to that log very soon. I kept my backpack on for a while because it felt like the weight of it was steadying me and keeping me from falling on my ass in the mud. Our mouths and bodies came together as though magnetized. I was immediately intoxicated. So long since I had kissed anyone but my husband. So long since I had kissed this particular guy. The one I had thought about for so long. One of those guys I returned to often in thought when I was having a hard time coming. The body never forgets a lover, the specific way he feels, the sensations he provides and provokes. He reached inside my leggings and started teasing my clit. It was fevered, not gentle. My brain shifted to the type of encounter we were about to have. There was no romance here, in spite of the nostalgia of it. What there was, what I had sought out, teased, coaxed to come to the fore, was naked, primal lust. I had experienced this before. In fact, I had experienced it with the same person in whose clutches I was right now on that hot July night we had spent together 25 years earlier. That night had started with a typical date, drinks and then dinner. But after dinner, a switch flipped. He fixed me in his stare on the sidewalk and told me he was happy I'd decided to meet him. We kissed, we walked down the block and got ice cream and found a public park where we sat on the table, feeding each other ice cream and behaving more and more outrageously in full view of the old men crowding the park benches. I had decided to give up control and let my lust guide me where it might. Eventually, we took a cab to his place, but the minutes we spent putting on a show are seared into my memory. And here I suddenly was, at age 53, doing much the same thing, but there were no spectators this time, save for any birds that might have been looking down on us from the trees. Only once did we stop because he spotted someone nearby. Then they moved on. I grabbed for his bulge and found it hard and ready for action. Such a wonderful cock to rediscover after all this time. I tugged it out and marveled at its beauty, its girth. I don't have total recall from this feverish encounter. What I have are key moments, like the moment I felt him push his cock inside my pussy as I leaned over and grabbed the wet fallen log and thought to myself, yes, you are an adulterous woman now. I waited for any type of remorse to overtake me. It never did. I'd been yearning to submit, to be felled in just this way, to be unceremoniously fucked right where I stood. What I remember is the slap resounding in the woods as he spanked me. I remember pausing in the middle, pulling my pants back up to sit on the fallen log so I could take his glorious dick in my mouth and suck on it. It was the most delicious thing I'd had filling my mouth in ages. I gagged on it a bit. I've been so out of practice gagging on any cock at all. Then he went back to fucking my pussy as I resumed my position over the log, spanking me and also gathering my long red hair and pulling me towards him. I felt an orgasm starting to build deep inside my cunt. I heard his groan as he came inside my needy pussy, released cum into a pussy that hadn't seen any for ages, because my marital sex had involved condoms for years. This also felt like it was marking a new era for me. Maybe from here on out, I fuck raw. Full disclosure, no, I ultimately did not come in the woods. The surroundings were more of a distraction to me than I imagined they would be. This was not exactly a landscape where it would be easy to let myself go, but I couldn't be prouder of myself. After months of torment, after my husband's confession, I had simply wanted some validation, some stupid fun, and a really nice hard cock attached to a guy I remembered fondly from the distant past. I have no illusions that I will ever make this happen for myself again. I know I'm lucky to have had it work once. What I need now is forward motion. The energy to figure out how to make my old marriage new again through ethical non-monogamy. The patience to find women to help me explore my bisexuality without excessive drama. We wiped ourselves off with a rag I'd brought along, kissed again, held hands. I noticed we were holding hands with the hands that wore our wedding rings. Carefully picked our way back to the muddy trail and then to the footbridge towards the parking lot. He walked me to my car, and we had a longer than expected chat about our families while we drank some water
and shared an orange. We weren't together long at all, perhaps 90 minutes tops. But in that time, I was able to shed something that I had been wanting to shed as long as I'd been married. The feeling of monogamy having settled around me like a heavy cloak on an unexpectedly hot day. I was able to reach out and share pleasure with someone I had done the same thing with a quarter century ago. We are older and grayer now, maybe more subject to gravity, but no less sexy and intense than we were then. I went home, said hi to my unsuspecting, betraying husband, took off my now ridiculously muddy running shoes, and showered. When I came out, I realized I had some bruises on my breasts in the shape of his fingerprints, and I was thrilled to see them there. Later on, I sent a DM suggesting we meet again in 2050.